T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me now, I have Laura Guerrero, a financial planner with Edward Jones, and we're going to be talking about a new survey that found that most Americans are leaving crucial legacy decisions up in the air, which could have effects on their beneficiaries. So thank you for joining me today, Laura. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us what you mean by legacy decisions. Are you actually talking about a will and planning for a will?
So we're talking about estate planning, which does include a will. So any kind of legacy strategies, wealth transfer and strategies, that is what we're discussing, and that is what our survey covered.
Now tell us, what percentage of people actually talk with a financial planner about their estate?
Well, it's very interesting. According to our Leaving a Legacy survey conducted back in July, we found that even though 64% of Americans have an advisor, they have not talked to them about setting up a proper estate plan.
Go into a little bit more detail on those numbers. How do they break down as far as populations and as far as generations go?
So basically, let me just clarify. So nearly two-thirds of people who have an advisor have not discussed an estate plan. They have not discussed legacy strategies with their advisor. And we have found that actually more than half of investors have not even designated beneficiaries on their accounts, which is pretty surprising, you know, given the fact that the survey shows that 77% of Americans believe it's important to have a plan in place regardless of your age and your net worth and your income.
Now, are baby boomers more likely to talk about this?
So that's really interesting. One of the things that this survey shows is that there is a percentage of, you know, baby boomers that have talked about it, but not nearly as much as we had expected the numbers to be. And so it's really surprising when you think about, you know, the fact that people do believe that it's important to have a strategy in place, but across all the demographics, we found that people do not take action when it comes to legacy planning.
Now, why are people not talking about these decisions?
That's a really great question, Stephen. And, you know, there might be a lot of reasons. The survey didn't really yield any exact whys. You know, we think maybe they're overwhelmed, maybe they're scared, maybe they don't want to think about their own mortality. But really, what we want to point out is the fact that there is a great disconnect between what Americans value when it comes to estate planning and what they actually do about it. And so we're here to talk about how easy it is for people to take those basic steps towards having a sound estate plan. And in fact, we do have a website, it's edwardjones.com/legacy, which does have some resources. It provides a legacy planning checklist and a glossary for those who want to take that first step into making sure they have a sound estate plan in place.
And why is it important to make these legacy decisions now rather than putting them off and making them later?
Well, it's important because the time to do it is when you're obviously sound of mind and you want to make sure that you're taking all the steps to protect what's important to you, whether it's minor children, dependents, your financial assets, healthcare decisions, your own healthcare decisions. And the best time to do it is obviously when you're able to make those decisions. And that's what an estate plan does. It protects your loved ones and your estate.
Okay, and also, what do you suggest people do to take the first step in beginning the legacy planning process?
Great question. So what we suggest is that they meet with their financial advisor. And the basic first step is really designating beneficiaries on those accounts where appropriate. You don't usually need an attorney. It doesn't really cost very much to designate a beneficiary. That would be a first simple step. But also have that conversation with the advisor about other steps that you need to take, whether it's, again, setting up a living trust, which you would be able to do with an attorney. which would include a will, of course, and have a healthcare directive on yourself. And so those are the things that we really recommend that you start thinking about and doing. It all starts with meeting with your financial advisor and having that conversation.
How important is it to set up this process or to get this process started? Does that help avoid probate?
Great question. So it's super important because that's one of the things that will happen if you don't have a plan in place. Your estate will go through probate, which can be very expensive, it could be lengthy, and it could be very public. And so if you don't have a plan of protecting your estate, relatives and creditors can actually have access to your records and potentially even contest your will. So again, it's super important for you to have an estate plan in place so that you can avoid probate and your loved ones don't have to go through the hassle of probate process, which is, again, very lengthy and expensive.
Right. Now, where can we get more information? Give us that website once again.
Of course. The website is edwardjones.com/legacy. And again, we have a lot of resources that can provide you with more information about legacy planning.
Okay, great. Laura Guerrero, financial planner with Edward Jones, and we've been talking about a new survey that found that most Americans are leaving crucial legacy decisions and legacy planning up in the air. So thank you for joining me today, Laura. Some great information.
Thank you, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.